Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The NFL's owners are gathered here at the Hyatt Harborside Hotel in Boston on Tuesday for league meetings. Robert Kraft, of course, is in attendance, and he spent some time outside the hotel on Tuesday afternoon discussing a number of Patriots-related topics, including Teddy Bruschi being voted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, Rob Gronkowski's current injury status, and whether New England could ever be home to a Super Bowl. Here's Robert Kraft's media session in its entirety.
You know, first of all, I'm okay. I see this thing happen in Oklahoma, and, you know, we just realize how lucky we are. And so our thoughts and prayers go to all the people in Oklahoma, and we hope they get through it. They're saying there are other storms in the area, so we hope that passes. And we all get along with the good life we're privileged to have, as long as we have good health. So, shoot.
Well, Super Bowls are on the docket here, and I know it's still in the mix, but I was curious, with New York holding a cold weather Super Bowl next year, you've been asked in the past, would you gauge your interest locally here off of something that happens in New York?
Well, let's see how it goes. We would love one day to hold it here if it's a good experience there. I think part of what it would require is political people in Boston and Providence coming together so we could really, you know, have the right number of hotel rooms and have the support. Be great.
Two-city Super Bowl. I mean, they have New York, New Jersey.
New York, and I sort of like Boston, Providence. This is where it all started, right here. So it'd be good. I'd rather be in the game than attracted here, though. So that's going to be our priority. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I helped push to have it in that area because, it was post 9/11, and I think it's a good signal to show everyone that we're back and strong and functioning, and I think it's great. I hope we can be in the game. We like playing in cold weather.
On that front, Rob Gronkowski underwent surgery yesterday, and it apparently went well. What are your feelings on his status right now?
Well, the report we got was very positive, so, you know, I've learned in the medical area you can't always predict everything, but it came out positive, and he's so positive. I was thinking on Saturday I had the pleasure to go down to Newtown, you know, where we had over 30 past and present players, and Gronk was acting like Brady and throwing to a bunch of kids on Saturday and challenged me to cover one, which I thought I did a pretty good job covering, except the young man tripped and Gronk overthrew him, and he was saying it was a penalty on me. But it was the young man fell because Gronk overthrew him and he was trying to catch the ball. So once again, Gronk's enthusiasm and exuberance, he really had the kids going. He's a great guy, and I hope we have him for the full season back. I know all the fans want that, and I, as an owner, surely do.
After signing him last year to a deal that can take him through 2019, is there trepidation, concern, or just hope that, you know, he continues to stay healthy? He's still obviously a young guy.
And that's part of the parity and challenge of this business and trying to be good year in, year out, and having a cap. We all have to make decisions with the information we have at hand. We think long-term he still should be great, and we'll see.
So, Mr. Kraft, Providence, Boston, when do you think that might be a bid for
that? That was just, let's see what happens next year. But once again, it would require cooperation from all the political folks who would have to gather together and want this and come together like they do in other parts of the country. So let's see what happens there. And we're looking forward to seeing this experience in New York and New Jersey.
Is it strange that it's even being considered at this point a Boston Super Bowl or a cold weather Super Bowl, considering it's traditionally played in warm weather cities?
Well, we'll have to see what happens. You know, it's a chance. So much of this is, I personally would like to see us play the Pro Bowl, you know, the week before in the city that hosts the Super Bowl. And that brings out a lot of corporate sponsorships as well as our day-to-day fans. And I think being able to celebrate for a week in places like New York, New Jersey, or even up here where there's so much to do, you know. But I think a lot of our fans like being down in the warm weather, to be very honest. And if I didn't live here, I'd probably feel the same way.
Just to double back on Gronk, when you said it was very positive, you're confident that the infection's going to be gone, or doctors
well,
are?
I'm not a medical person, but and, you know, things change day to day. But we were told that it was as good a report as we could have hoped for. So that made me feel good. And I heard about it late afternoon and then once again had a chat late at night last night after our dinner meeting was over. And so we just hope for the best.
What, I'm sorry if you were asked this before, but what do you think of Sun Life as a potential Super Bowl venue?
Sun Life, you mean Florida?
Sun Life Stadium, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I try to talk about things I know something about. I don't know the political atmosphere down there. I think it's unfortunate that they didn't support Steve the way I think he was making a big commitment. And I honestly feel that'll influence the voting for their Super Bowl locations right after lunch here.
Teddy Bruschi was voted in this morning as the newest member of the
Yeah, that was. I had a great chat with him yesterday, and I always remember '96 when we drafted him. I was standing next to Parcells, and we're in the bubble, and Bill goes, "Who's that Mexican guy?" That always stuck out, and well, then seeing the contributions he made, and of course we're big believers in trying to keep the players, certain players, as long as we can. It's very hard. The fact he was one of those guys who wanted to play here his whole career. He did it without an agent. You know, when he had this problem with the stroke and the hole in his heart, he and I had a chance to get very close. When he wanted to come back to play, I insisted that he go visit a couple doctors, actually some doctors in New York who were not Patriot fans. And I told him certain decisions in life, you measure 9 times and cut once. And he followed that. And he and Heidi were great. And, you know, to welcome them back, I guess we'll do it August 11th, and then we'll celebrate at halftime of our opening home game against the Jets. So he's someone who is very special. I think all of us will remember that interception he had in the Dolphin game. Caught the ball, slid in his knee into the mud and snow, and excuse me, everyone started throwing snow up in the air, and that one of the great visuals and part of what makes it great about going to a game in a stadium, you experience a sense of community and group celebration that you can't do at home, no matter how much you like the home viewing experience. And Teddy, we're so lucky to have him, and I'm happy that he's decided to make his home here, and watching his three little boys, we'll all remember at the Super Bowl when he was tumbling on the field. I think it was our last Super Bowl down in Jacksonville. It was either Jacksonville or Houston. Yeah, so honored that he's, and the fans, I think he got like 75-80% of the vote.
You mentioned the in-stadium experience being something that you cannot replicate at home, obviously, with 70,000 other people. Is that a conversation topic in here?
Oh, sure, because, you know, first of all, I know we have DAS and Wi-Fi, and our stadium experience, we're going to be doing things to make it even more compelling, and I think we understand with what's going on in the world today, people are concerned about being in environments where there are large crowds. At the same time, you know, the way technology works, we're sort of doing things in quickies and we're getting quick reactions, and we don't have that sense of community that I think a lot of people long for. And I think going to sporting events, and especially football games that are once a week and are limited, and you only have 10 unless you make the playoffs at home, it's a great experience, and we're going to keep making it more and more special.
Hey, Robert, there's been a lot of talk about jazzing up the Pro Bowl. What are some of the ideas that intrigue you about things that could happen to make...
Getting more Patriot players qualifying to play in it.
So you want them to risk...
No. I think for the fans, you know, to see... You know, it's unbelievable because we know that players sometimes, it's not quite the same level of competition. But if you look at the ratings, the TV ratings, I mean, for the Pro Bowl, higher ratings than, I think, the finals in any other sport other than the Super Bowl. I mean, it still attracts a tremendous rating. And I personally would like to just see it part of the whole Super Bowl week in the same city and kick off the Super Bowl week celebration. And, you know, I guess for the Patriots, if we're in the Super Bowl, we wouldn't have our players playing in it. But, yeah, I think it's a great recognition, and fans still want to see it. So.
That was my next question. Is that, you know, some people said, well, maybe you won't even have a Pro Bowl one day because of the risks associated with the game and how it's such a different game than a regular NFL
game. Well, I think that's, yeah, we have a different sport. We have a physical sport. But I don't think it's going to happen in the short term. I could see that's a possibility. I think probably, I mean, like I said, I think it would be a much bigger and better event if it was in the home city of the Super Bowl.
So when they had it in Miami a couple years?
I thought that was great. Yeah. And I, you know, I'd like to see us do that more. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.